This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, right now I'm chatting with KO from Rotten Sound. They have a new album coming out, Apocalypse, March 31st. First off, welcome to the show. You're in Finland right now, right?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Okay, so what time is it where you're at right now?
It's 5 p.m.
5 a.m.?
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Okay, I was going to say. So it's 7 a.m. over here. I was just curious because I was like, I'm stoked to wake up and chat with you, dude. It's been so long. I was mentioning before we hopped on the camera that, you know, it was 2011 or 2012 that we had you up in the studio. And I believe it was a show that you were either playing at a Highline or El Corazon. And it was just so fun.
Yeah.
Chatting with you guys because Christian was teaching us swear words in Finnish, which was hilarious.
That was a Finnish metal tour with Pintro, Lensi, Peruman.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Baronet. Yeah. We were like total oddballs in the line.
Yes, you guys were the odd band out.
Yeah.
So I guess just to go along with that, can you teach me one real quick? Any swear words or bad words you could teach me in Finnish right now?
Swear words? Wait a minute. Bad words. They're not bad. They're used for force.
Yes.
So like to express your feelings when you like kick your toenail into something.
Exactly.
That hurts. Perkele.
Perkele.
We have to roll the R, so perkele. I know that's
okay. Bad at rolling. Perkele. I'm terrible.
great. That's like, it sounded already.
What awesome. Is that? What is that?
It's like, God damn it.
God damn it. Okay, nice. Perkele. Okay, well, I'll get it.
Maybe just damn it, because it's not really religious at all.
Okay.
Although it's kind of, perkele is also meaning, it's got kind of devil. Mm. Not Satan, but one of the devils down there.
Devil damn it. Nice. Okay. So you guys have a new album coming out, back on topic. March 31st. How long did you guys work on the record, man?
The songwriting started quite soon after we released a Suffer to Abuse mini. So like the riff writing and song structure started to happen in 2019 and 2020. And then I was a little bit later, joined a little bit later with lyrics, because that's how we work. Mm-hmm. work usually. Songs are done usually as demos, and then I start arranging lyrics on top of them. And I suppose we worked sort of like 3 to 4 years, because we did also full pre-production, and some songs weren't not really meeting our quality standards, and we did record some extra songs too, which we actually have kind of some kind of plan with them too. But that's it's something not to be really. It might change too, so it's better not to mention anything about them. But yeah, it's like the pre-production took a while, and took a while to get studios booked for us and to actually figure out who we're going to work with. And then last but not least, schedule-wise, we had to wait for the vinyls for almost a year.
Yeah.
So everything has been like, we got the master over a year ago, and the cover artwork was done in April last year.
Awesome cover artwork.
And then Season of Mist needed more time to like, to be sure that all the formats are out. But then again, it's our 8th album, so there's no rush whatsoever, except in the music, I guess.
Who did the artwork? It's really cool, man.
It's Xavi, the Spanish person who's running this designer company, Aero Design. And we were supposed to, or we wanted to ask Must Design, who has done a couple of artworks for us already before. Like, he did Cycles, and he did Suffer to Abuse, Abuse to Suffer, and a couple of merchandise designs as well. Oh yeah, he did also Consent to Contaminate in 2006. But he was too busy with everything else. Mm-hmm. And then Mika had found out, had seen Xavi's work with Aero Design. And we contacted him, and he was really happy to work with us. And we are really, really happy with what he did with the cover. And also the merchandise is looking amazing.
That's awesome, man. I'm stoked to, I'm going to pre-order the record. And once that, you know, I'll probably get the, you know, promo download or whatever and listen to that. But when the actual vinyl shows up, it's going to be a good day. Stoked for that.
Does it like work so that you get promo? Oh, yeah. Okay. You get a promo download from Season of Mist, but you haven't heard it
yet. For the radio purposes.
Right.
But
yeah, I don't know when the promos are sent out, actually. Actually, I wanted to ask about that during this week, like, when are they going out? Because it's still less than 2 months for the release, so I'm hoping that they go out soon.
Yeah, man. Well, so, you know, I am curious, you know, over here in the United States, it may have been different than in Finland, but how did the pandemic affect, you know, you guys? How did it affect the recording of the album? And, you know, how did you, you know, weather the pandemic? How was it over there?
Finland was doing pretty okay in general. Like, we didn't have that many deaths during the scariest times. And, like, we also were able to do some shows already in 2020. And again, at different times, there was these periods when it was more free to do stuff. And I guess the last closer was early 2022 with Omicron. I guess it wasn't necessary, to be honest, but nobody knew that at that time. Mm-hmm. So because of Omicron, we kind of are past the pandemic now. It feels like it's over now, at least for us in here.
Yeah, that, I mean, we just had, you know, our president of the United States, President Biden, kind of mentioning that they're the end of the pandemic. I don't know how, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jinx it.
That is true. It feels like there's no reason. Yeah. And I actually followed the numbers quite closely all around the world. Sure. And noticed that there was a lot of infections with Omicron, but then the deaths didn't luckily follow those curves anymore. When it was spreading like in December and January, like over a year ago.
Yeah.
But it directly affected our recordings. The only thing that happened was that when the pandemic started, all of us were like, what happened?
Yeah.
Sorry for the language.
All good. Happened?
And we were like, I was kind of getting almost like paralyzed and wasn't really productive at all until we started to do random shows. And that's when I started to actually write the lyrics And it just took a while to be happy with them and so on. But as for the recording sessions, they were not affected. I guess we had more time.
There you go.
And more kind of, like, there was more opportunities in the calendar. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we were not in a hurry or anything. Just wanted to be sure that the album is the best kind of album we can do this year.
Nice one. Well, you know, what do you do for, like, do you have a day job? Do you have, like, a normal career, or is music your full-time thing? I would assume, you know, you probably have something at least going on the side. That's one of the most, you know, interesting things. I always talk with extreme metal musicians because, you know, no one's Iron Maiden out here, you know, making millions. So, you know, what's your normal civilian job?
Well, I used to actually work as a software engineer until 2016, but I quit that because it was constant negotiation for time off. And with Rotten Sound, we could do a lot more shows than we do, but because of other people have some commitments at home, we cannot like tour as much as at least I would like, and I guess we all would like, but we just can't be on the road that much. And because of that, after quitting my day job, I started to do two other bands as well, and there was a fourth one, which isn't really active, but I'm like looking for playing shows as much as possible.
Awesome.
But just I want to make sure that they are shows that make sense. So it wouldn't make sense to fly over and play for 100 euros for an instance, to do things that kind of get the bands forward, but are not really expensive. But in addition to that, like last weekend, I was driving, I own a van. So I was driving two bands in here in Finland, two Paraviolence bands, like younger ones, Swedish and Finnish one. And then I do some studio productions. I do like random home moves for mainly friends, but some other people too. And then I use work as a stagehand in bigger events usually.
Yeah.
Like last summer, I worked in four different stadium productions, and those were, they were funny. Like working for Ed Sheeran, for an instance.
Yeah.
Like being the local crew, one of the local crew people there, and like really to see how that insane stage is built. And I do hope that I get to work for Metallica next summer or next year when they come to Finland. To actually see the show. I don't know if I would pay the ticket price otherwise.
It's an expense.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But then like whatever I can do to fill up the time when I'm not on tour or play shows. And I guess we're a little bit privileged up here in Scandinavia, so that even during the pandemic I was getting by just okay because our unemployment benefits worked.
Yeah.
And if I'm having a slow month, or if I'm doing more of a DIY tours with Goldberger or more medievals, which are not really paying that well, I'm able to like apply for unemployment pay for that, or like added pay for that time as a freelancer musician as a working person. But as for others, Mika works as a school photographer and is kind of having quite an important job in the company for years and years. And he's always busy during the autumn, which is great for him since he has a family and they have a house. He's paying the mortgage for that. And like, you know, the basic thing. So he needs to have a solid day job. And that's the reason why we mainly tour in the springtime. Because he's busy there. And Sami started like working some warehouse just to do something for money.
Sure.
And Matti, he's doing there's a cool local punk club here in Finland in Tampere where he lives. He's doing a sound engineer for shows. He also works for other things. And I know that Sami is doing some studio productions as well, but he's not really busy with those nowadays. But he's done like Demonic Dead Touch, for an instance, which is a really great stoner band from here.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we do. But I'm like I said, I try not to do a day job anymore.
Yeah.
But I do long hours at times working for events or driving bands. Like yesterday, I drove like more than 500 miles.
What were the bands? I'm just curious. Do you remember?
Virhe, Finnish band, and then Xiao from Stockholm.
Awesome. I just went and saw a really cool power violent, well, more so, I guess, grindcore band called Endorphins Lost. I saw them last week. They were awesome. Really cool show. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems that there's a lot of new bands popping up in here. And in Finland, the death metal scene and death grind is getting really, really active. And there's like people in their 20s, young people are starting to be, are doing really great stuff like Cryptic Hatred, Morbific.
Yeah.
Statistic Drive, to drop some names. And they're like, they're super solid. And it's like early 90s when we started doing death metal originally, but they don't look like nerds anymore. So they look like credible musicians and they kill on stage.
I just interviewed Devin from the band Sengasugabog, and they
That's amazing. Yes, love them.
They came through and they played with you, and he said how, you know, important and special it was to him that, you know, you guys, a band that he had loved and looked up to and just was like, you know, dreaming of playing with, you guys were shouting his band out on stage. He was like, dude, if this band fucks with us, then we're doing okay. And so, like, yeah, I just thought that was really cool. You know, he was just so pumped to play with you guys.
Yeah, but they did a great show. And I knew the band before. I just changed my shirt, but I had their shirt on, like, for the last 2 days.
Nice.
From the show. And it's like, it's kind of having some similarities with Goatburner, the band I play with.
Mm-hmm.
But of course we are different, obviously, but they have like some kind of unique thing going on with that band, especially.
Absolutely.
And so I'm happy to see that they're doing well and coming through.
Yes, absolutely. New record kills. So let's get in a Rotten Sound Sengasugabog US tour. Let's go.
we would be happy to do that. But then again, it's kind of doing a tour in there. It doesn't happen this year, probably.
Okay.
Because of not enough time off and the autumn. Remember, the autumn is blocked.
Yep.
But we really do hope to come back next year and do finally like proper North American tour.
Nice. So, you know, I'm just curious, you know, back in the day, you know, you guys have been at this for a long, long time. What was your, you know, first kind of like inspiration? What was your first real, like, I guess, foot in the door of underground music? Do you remember your first show or your first album? Like, what got you into it? Because you guys were really, you know, in the beginning stages of underground music.
Well, I'm born in year 70. So basically, I went through the whole evolution of extreme metal. But I started with punk rock. Sex Pistols was the first band I liked when I was 7.
Yeah.
And then there were some punk hardcore bands from here, Chaos, Appendix. And then finally Metallica, Slayer came in, and then there was Agnostic Front, and finally Napalm Death, Pestilence, Morbid Angel, Bolthrower. But there really wasn't that many of underground shows in Vaasa where I lived. There was a thrash metal band called Stone. You probably don't know them, but they were pretty big in here at the time, like in late 80s. And we went to see them nearby in the towns near Vaasa. And that was like when I actually met Mika for the first time on one of those trips. And finally ended up asking him to join our Vomitoris and death metal band. But the first show we played was something I organized with ARG, Ancient Rotten Grave Guards, and Prestige, and then we were still called Bomb Desecration. This was in year 90, and then Misanthropia. But it was like in early 90s when there started to be more and more shows of like Finnish bands playing together all around Finland. And it was mostly like trading. We arranged shows, and then we got a show arranged for us. But it, like I said, it was mostly death metal. And then when Rotten Sound started, we started to play more of crust and punk shows, mm-hmm. because we were basically a crust band in the beginning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And when you were doing some of those, you know, early crust and punk shows and DIY shows, I know in Germany, there's a lot of like squats and, you know, anarcho, you know, punk squats and stuff like that. Is that something in Finland there are as well?
No, not in the '90s yet.
Okay.
It was mostly like some kind of random halls, like even like school halls or youth house halls, and the venues started to come in later on because the venues were more for commercial music. But squatting doesn't work in here. It's a little bit too cold country. And there's been some of them in Helsinki area, but mostly like DIY spaces are not really squats. They're just like random places where punks are running the shows. And that started to happen more in the 2000s.
Nice.
And at that time, we already played like in the venues and we're doing mostly like a little bit bigger shows or a lot bigger actually in here. But then we played a couple of really, really cool places in Europe over the years. Like Arena in Vienna is basically a squatted area with, I don't know, they have at least 5 venues of different sizes, and biggest one is really big hall. And we did play in there with Napalm Tour in
nice.
2020, for instance. And that's been like really a big institution in Vienna, and somehow really well supported by the city. And we have hoped that something like that would happen more in here. There was one place called Lepakko in Helsinki, which was a classic venue, and that was kind of half squatted, but then got really good support by the Helsinki leader. So that was on until 1999, and I saw a lot of great shows there, like Entombed, Napalm Death, and we went there like once or twice a year from up north, from where we lived, to see those great like international shows.
Mm-hmm. Nice, man. Well, you know, so. For a lot of the bands that we know over here in the States, at least kind of on the like larger side of metal, happen to be like the bands that you were touring with, like Insectarium, things like that. And they happen to be more on the like kind of folk metal and stuff. If you could school me a little bit, what are some like awesome Finnish bands that we should know about? You know, I mean, well, obviously there's Rotten Sound and there's like the extreme like 90s death metal of Finland. What are some other bands that you would suggest us checking out, whether it be hardcore, punk, metal, you know, anything?
Feastem, you might know them. Really
the
fast grind. Yeah, fast grindcore band. Good friends of ours. Then I mentioned Cryptic Hatred, Morbific, Sadistic Drive. Those are like death or death grind bands.
Mm-hmm.
Revulsion, not the plural. There, I mean, it's really hard to find all of the names now. Cold Hell is great. Sick Earth is great. post power violence. There's a new kind of Godflesh type of band called Dome Runner, who are opening on our show with Wormrot in a week.
Awesome.
Ratsville Feast is good. Galvanizer, almost forgot them. We were on tour with them with Goatburner in January. Really, I'm calling them the Carcass of Finland.
Carcass of Finland.
They have it's like really aggressive death, but still having the melodies in there at times. Let's say with good taste, not being that cheesy melody. So they really are carrying Finnish death grind flag. And they are doing a lot of shows abroad already.
Nice.
There's so many that there's
That's a good place to start, man. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Are you a record collector yourself?
Not anymore. I used to have this small collection of important records, which I had been buying since I was a teenager. But during my last move, when I moved to my current flat, I've been here for 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. I kind of figured out that I didn't even have a record player, because one I had was broken, and I could play CDs with my Xbox, but I don't just do that anymore. So I ended up actually selling my records at local flea market, checked the prices of value in Discogs and took the price down a bit. And a lot of friends have said that they bought this and that classical whatever record from me from there. And it was a hard, tough decision. I actually thought about it before I moved here. It was a process of 3 years of deciding to sell or not. And kind of tough decision, but then I'm going to be thankful in the next move, not to carry them around anymore. And I'm nowadays I'm a Deezer user, and I use Bandcamp a lot. So there's so many music available, so much of music available, and YouTube is sometimes needed for some very random stuff. So that I'm so mobile too that I couldn't listen to the records anyway that much.
They're heavy, man. When you move, you're right, dude. You're going to be thankful. It hurts me to hear people selling records, but at the same time, it's like, man. And then honestly, realistically, I don't listen to my vinyl that often. I do when I can enjoy a coffee and sit down and listen to my vinyl.
Yeah. But,
so
don't get wrong. I really enjoyed listening to vinyls when I still had them.
Yeah.
But then at the time I was still working, doing a day job from Monday to Friday, and I was spending evenings at home and listening to records, and we did pre-parties at my place sometimes with friends before going to some shows or something.
Sure.
And we were blasting a lot of vinyls, here's Altars of Madness.
Yeah, there you go.
And check out the text, look out for Terrorizer in the center, if you know about that thing. There's in Altars of Madness, the first pressing, they have card text in there, and I think it's on B-side. And maybe it's Watch Out for Terrorizer, or look out, something about Terrorizer, because Word Downfall came out later.
Was that an inspirational band for you, Terrorizer?
For me, they actually were. They were my gateway to grindcore. I mentioned Napalm Death before, but I didn't get so much into them because I was more into thrash metal and death metal and Sepultura and Death and Pestilence and bands like that on Obituary. But then when Terrorizer came out, which was very tight grindcore, kind of figured out that, okay, this kind of songwriting is really, really cool, and it's being dissonant riffs and this kind of simplistic, but still very, having a total little bit different vibe, or maybe totally different vibe from Death, for instance. And it was only after that when I started to figure out that, hey, Fido is a great record, and the B-side of Scum is amazing. A-side is good too, obviously, but the B-side of Scum is what's important, and Repulsion also came into the picture around that time. So yes, Terrorizer was my gateway, and I mean, I'm still more of a death metal person than grindcore person. However, they don't exclude each other, and there's an intersection there. They're still closed, and grindcore is officially death metal influenced hardcore or something like that.
Nice, man. That's cool, man. That's cool to hear. I got to see, I never saw the original Terrorizer, but I got to see like the most recent, you know, version of Terrorizer. It was really cool. It was awesome to see.
Was it LA or the one with Pete Sandoval?
One with Pete Sandoval.
Right. I haven't seen them, but I've seen Terrorizer LA and Obscene Extreme. And they were great.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, I'm not going to take up all your time today. I know, you know, it is the evening for you. The new album is coming out March 31st, Apocalypse. You can pre-order it now. My last question for you, KO.
Yes.
Pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story of how you got the scar.
I don't have too many. But there's one on my right hand. I'm a left-handed person. And when I was a kid, like maybe 7 years old, my mom was renting a summer cottage. Mm-hmm. And I asked, like, can I have a knife? I want to make a spare to draw around in the woods, like playing around on my own. And she said, like, sir, but be careful. Don't cut yourself. And I went and got the spare kind of started. And then when I was making it sharp, I actually did cut myself quite deep in the hand. And it was never treated because I just came back with the knife quite immediately. Like, okay, I'm done. And was holding my hand behind my back.
Didn't want to admit to your mom that she was right.
Yeah, I mean, she noticed it the next day. That was like in the evening already, and I was going to sleep soon and was just trying to use some paper to... It wasn't bleeding crazy, but it was bleeding a little bit. And I just remember how... It's really vivid memory how the skin opened from the cut. And it's still there.
Okay. Scar to remember your mom warning you. Don't do that!
Don't do that, and I did it anyway.
Did anyways.
But I didn't mean to, obviously, but
yes,
it was an accident.
KO from Rotten Sound. Again, the new album is coming out, Apocalypse, out March 31st on Season of Mist. Any final words for us today, KO?
Hope to see you next year on tour. And I know you'll like the album, everyone will, because it's really aggressive, and it's one of our better ones, in our opinion.
Right on, man. Well, I look forward to it. I'll pre-order it, and hopefully I'll see you next year. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.